Good morning and welcome, planet Earth. This is No More Normal. I'm your host with the most, Khalil. Always keep it real, A. Colonna. You have tuned in to a very special episode of No More Normal as we are doing this live. That's right, we're doing it live. Well, why are we doing it live, you ask? Well, it's the old school shout out show. That's right, we want to give you an opportunity to shout out the people, the places, the things, the organizations that you miss and love and deserve to be praised. We're a year into COVID knockdown right now, and it's been hard on everybody. In a time of social distancing, connect through the radio airwaves. You want to give a shout out? Just call us at the No More Normal shout out hotline. Our lines are open now and we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you, Albuquerque, and the rest of the world. So hey, caller, what's your name?
Cello.
So Cello, who do you want to celebrate and give a shout out to?
Oh man, you know what? Let's give a shout out to my man, Wake Self, High in the Sky. And DJ Omega, High in the Sky. I know Wake Self's birthday's coming. Shout out, in the sky, in heaven. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right. To our New Mexico brothers in hip-hop who have passed on, but their memory stays with us. Shout out to Wake Self and Mr. Omega. I love that. So how you been holding up, Cello?
Man, I'm good. I'm staying creative and pushing, man.
That is the perfect way to be in these tough times. I want to thank you very much for calling up, giving us a shout out. The best to you and your family.
You got it, man. You too, Khalil. Stay up, bro.
Hey, this is Maria Lane, and I just want to give a shout out to all my students at the University of New Mexico. Undergrad students, grad students, everybody's working so hard. And I've been frankly amazed by the crazy arrangements people have come up with to make sure that they can keep going with school. They've rearranged their houses, their lives, their schedules. I know we're all feeling so disconnected right now, but I just want all you students to know how much I am inspired by seeing the work that you are putting in and the way you're persevering. You guys are awesome.
Good morning. Hey now, this is No More Normal, the old school shout out show. I am Khalil A. Colonna. Do you miss someone or someone special? Do you think someone deserves recognition for just being awesome? Or do you want to just tell people that you think they are the bomb? Well, you're in luck. We are going to get it right now. Yo, thank you for calling the Nomono shout out line. What's your name, caller?
Yeah, this is Charles Summers. I'd like to shout out Kevin Davis, Custom Dream Barbershop, Khalil for doing a wonderful job on the radio, my man Benny, the ultimate actor, and Jason, my man, the bad pharmacist.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for giving us a shout out. So where you at? What part of the country you in?
Right now I'm in Chicago, Illinois.
How's it going out there? Is it cold? Is it snowy?
It's always cold in Chicago, like it's always raining in Seattle.
Word them up. Well, I hope the sun comes out quite soon for you all.
Hey, may peace and blessings to you all.
Hi, this is a shout out to Red Sleeves Anti-Colonial Action Mutual Aid. Please look us up on Twitter.
So, caller, what's your name?
Zach.
Zach, where you calling from?
Los Angeles.
Zach from Los Angeles, calling all the way to New Mexico. That is awesome. So, my man, Zach, who do you want to give a shout out to?
The people.
Which people?
I got to go more specific. The people too much?
Well, yeah, the people is not enough, really. It's not too much, but it's not enough. Who are the people that you want to give a shout out to?
The people that wake up every morning and put a smile on their face and then go through their day. But if we're going old school shout out, I got to find someone older than me, though, right? Too broad. I'm going too broad.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, just what's your shout out? Who you want to shout out? You want to shout out the Green Bay Packers? You want to shout out, I mean...
I guess really when I think of the people, guess what I'm thinking of? Because this morning I had to do teaching with some PE. And I'd really like to shout out those students that showed up and did their work and didn't just sit there and not participate. And it takes a lot to participate. That's who I'd shout out, is those students that continue to participate in their classes, even though they're in a new learning environment.
I want to thank you so much for giving a shout out to the kids and the students who are participating, even though it's hard, and everybody who wakes up and puts a smile on their face despite this tough stuff. Thank you, my man. So caller, what's your name?
My name is Hannah Hausman.
Well, Hannah, who do you want to give a shout out to today?
Well, as the acting director at Santa Fe Children's Museum, and we are 36 years old this year, I give a shout out to our four founders, who were four educators, founded our museum, and we are still going strong. So thank you to our four founders of the Santa Fe Children's Museum.
That is really, really awesome. So let me ask you, with the pandemic going on, what is the museum doing to kind of give an enriching experience to the children of New Mexico?
Thanks for asking, Khalil. We pivoted really quickly. And so back in March, when we temporarily closed the facility, we launched virtual field trips. So we have served almost 6,000 kids and teachers through that program by taking them to space virtually, going into the remote learning portals. We deliver grab-and-go kits, STEM-based and art-based, to kids all over Northern New Mexico and New Mexico, actually. And these are all free programs. And we also do scholarships for camp. When restrictions allow, we do COVID-safe camp.
This is awesome. 36 years going, and hopefully we have 36 more years. This is perfect. Thank you for hitting us up on the shout-out line, Hannah.
Thanks, Cleo.
So, caller, what's your name?
Zach Freeman.
Zach Freeman. So, Zach, who do you want to give a shout-out to?
Yo, I'd like to give a shout-out to the Kid Plastics, Kieran and Ave Freeman, for keeping it alive with their hip-hop performance and music-making. And I want to give a shout-out to all the Albuquerque transit drivers for never staying home and keeping the buses running all winter throughout the coronavirus. And I want to give a shout-out to everybody who's out there trying to get that vaccine.
That's right. We all got to get the vaccine. So tell me, what have you been doing during this time to keep your spirits up?
I've actually been painting a lot. I started doing a series of hoodies that are just like bleach paint and acrylic and drawing big old flowers on them. And they kind of accidentally kicked off. So that's what I do on the weekends now, is I just stand around my house happily painting flowers. It's like very meditative and it's fun because flowers are great. But yeah, that's what I've been doing.
I love that. I love that you said happily painting.
Happily, bro.
Happily. And what is that? What can we do as people to find more happiness in our lives?
I think it's extremely important to, number one, lean into your talents and hobbies and like find things that aren't work related. That's what this flower thing is for me. I had a friend ask me, so since you're doing that all the time, does that mean that all your art stuff is only for work? And I was like, nah, it's a flow thing. You know, like sometimes it turns into something that is work related, but as long as you can do something that keeps your mind and hands busy, you know, from doing art and stuff like that to even working out, I have to work out now. Like, I can't be sitting at home being sad.
Mm-hmm. I hear that. These are wise words from Mr. Zach Freeman. Zach, I want to give a shout out to you for being awesome. Thank you.
Word, brother. Take care.
I want to leave a shout out to my Bulldogs, all of the Albuquerque High School teachers and staff and students and families. I know that we are really going through it, but we're going to survive this together. Budicare High, represent. We love you.
No More Normal is brought to you by Your New Mexico Government, a collaboration between KUNF, New Mexico PBS, and the Santa Fe Reporter. Funding for our coverage comes from the New Mexico Local News Fund, the Kellogg Foundation, and KUNM listeners like you. Support for public media provided by the Thornburg Foundation. Hear us each week on KUNM Sundays at 11 a.m. Find past episodes online at KUNM.org or wherever you look for podcasts. Hey, caller, so what's your name?
Arlena Ash.
Hi, Arlena. So who do you want to give a shout-out to?
I want to give a shout-out to the other volunteers and staff at University of New Mexico Psychiatric Hospital for all the work that they do with supporting people with mental health issues during this time. And I also want to give a shout out to everybody who's a certified peer support worker, which I just passed my test for that the other day.
Congratulations. Shout out to you.
Thank you.
For that achievement. So this has been a very tough year for you all, let alone the important work that you're already doing, but added with the stresses that come from what we've been through in the coronavirus lockdown. Tell me about how you and your colleagues are really making it through these days.
We obviously, like, volunteers are actually not allowed to be physically at the hospital. And as far as I know, we are the only volunteers throughout the entire hospital who are continuing to work. Hmm. And we are, let's see, every Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock p.m., we are having a phone support group that's run by peers. And a peer in this case is somebody with lived experience with either a mental illness and or a substance use disorder.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you're volunteering. You're volunteering. No one is forcing you to do this. You're doing this because you feel driven to do it. Talk to me about, in this time when people are in great need, the fact that you gather the strength and you have the spirit to volunteer. Tell me how important that is to you.
Well, it's very important. You know, it helped me get out of bed in the morning. You know, knowing that I am contributing, I actually have not had paid employment for like the past 10 years, but it's good to have a way to be able to contribute and give back to society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, any pieces of advice for someone who may be struggling to get out of bed in the morning, who wants to find purpose and need? Any pieces of advice as someone who's been volunteering so passionately as you are, to those people listening who may say, hey, I've drawn inspiration and I want to move forward?
Well, the main thing that, it's funny, the main thing that gets me out of bed in the morning, I have a cat and she demands to be fed at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. That is what physically gets me out of bed. And I would say, you know, make sure that you have good social support, like friends. Even though you can't physically gather with all your friends, you can still get together with them on Facebook. There's all sorts of video features that you could do. You can do online chats. I have a messenger group that a lot of my friends are in, and every morning we just get together and say good morning to each other. Mm-hmm. And that really helps us start the day. And, you know, if you have the strength and the desire, there's organizations where you can either donate or either money or like warm clothing and bedding for people who are homeless, because that's hard. All this cold weather we've been having.
Yeah.
Mutual aid. Yeah.
Mutual aid is the way to go. That is the way to help everyone. And in order for that to work, we need people just like yourselves being a part of it. I want to thank you so much for giving us a call. I want to give you a shout out and thank you for the tremendous work you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, caller, what's your name?
Bobby, I'm the state coordinator for the Medical Reserve Corps.
Awesome, Bobby. Who do you want to give your shout out to?
I want to give a big shout out to all the Medical Reserve Corps volunteers that are out in the community helping with shelters and COVID vaccinations and assisting in hospitals and call centers.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So tell me, in this time where people are in need, what does it mean to volunteer?
You're giving back to your community. You're helping others that are in need. You're building relationships. You're building friendships. And it's just a great place to volunteer.
How does it feel to you to be coordinating, you know, with people who are giving of themselves to others? And, you know, you get to be around that every day. Do you find inspiration in just the people you work with?
Oh, definitely. It's inspirational. It's humbling. It's heartwarming. The stories that you hear and the success stories that you hear from the volunteers, it's amazing. I am truly blessed to be with this organization.
Can you give us a really quick success story?
A homeless person didn't know where to go, had no place to go. We sheltered him, fed him, got him back up on the ground, and got him connected with all kinds of services that's going to help him in the future.
Wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. Now, if someone's listening and they want to volunteer, what should they do?
They should register at volunteer.nmmrcserves.org and complete the online application.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Bobby, I want to thank you so much for the work that you do. Thank you for calling the shout out line. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Melody Wells.
Hey, Melody, who do you want to give a shout out to?
I want to give a shout out to all my family back in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My mom, Marlene Wells, my dad, Jerry Wells, and also my younger brother, Christopher Wells. I've missed them throughout this pandemic, and I can't wait to see them once everything is clear and opens up again.
That is awesome. So how you been holding up during this time?
Mostly been trying to engage in a lot of physical activity outside, hiking, biking, running, things like that, so that, it doesn't feel like I'm totally cooped up inside the house. Mm-hmm. And I get to have some sunshine. So it's great in New Mexico because there's always sunshine. So, yeah.
That's right. We can look forward to the sunshine. Well, thank you so much, Melody, for giving us a shout out on the Nomono Old School Shout Out Show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hey, caller, what's your name?
Hey, my name's Ariel. I'm with Albuquerque Mutual Aid.
How you doing, Ariel?
I'm good, pal. Thanks so much. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, who do you want to give your shout-out to?
I think probably start with the 250-plus volunteers that we have who show up 7 days a week to provide support and care for our community. We have been able to reach over 38,000 community members and 9,000 families since mid-March when we started. So next week will be our 50th week of mutual aid. And we receive so much support. It's all volunteer-driven and led. So we have folks who care package, who shop for supplies and food, who do deliveries, who do on the ground outreach for our unsheltered neighbors, folks that clean our space, organize our space, do behind the scenes dispatch, graphics, and we're so, so grateful for all of those volunteers. And also we just wanted to be we wanted to remember the outpouring of support that we received from Hannah Colton. Both, she was one of the first people to see the mutual aid space. Aside from core team, I think she was the first person to see the space when we first got started. And after Hannah passed, her family and Keegan had asked folks to give gifts to mutual aid in her memory, and we received a lot of support through that. So we just always want to uplift Hannah and her memory and gratitude and love.
Mm-hmm. Gratitude and love, indeed. You guys are going on 50 weeks. 50 weeks?
50 weeks, yeah, in a row.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, we started, I think Albuquerque locked down on a Friday, and we started mutual aid out of a garage on the following Monday. And we've moved spaces a couple of times and we've missed, I think, 3 days now. Two of them were last week because of the snow. 3 days in 50 weeks that we have not been able to provide mutual aid care to our community in 50 weeks, which is pretty dope.
Yeah, real dope. Shout out to you for doing that. I mean, come on, people. Consistency is not something I would say that's a common Americanism these days. And what you all are doing, that's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. I think that the Red Nation put out this really cool pamphlet recently called Communism is the Horizon. And there's a line in it that says that, something that we've seen during COVID has been the outpouring of widespread mutual aid networks that have the potential to become sustainable care infrastructures. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I feel like we really embody and really try to practice toward and work toward, is this idea of a sustainable care infrastructure. You know, that the society that we want to build and that we want to live in and raise our kids in has underpinnings based in love and care and mutual support. And also, I think sustainable is the key, right? Like, there are so many people and so many bodies that are involved in doing this work and helping keeping this going. Yeah. So that it is sustainable, so that everybody is able to help everybody in camaraderie and kinship. And that allows us to keep going like this, which is really beautiful.
What's beautiful is all of the work that you all are doing. I want to thank you so much for the work that you're doing. Give you a shout out. Everybody over at Albuquerque Mutual Aid, a shout out. And thank you, thank you, thank you for calling our shout out show.
Thank you so much, Khalil.
If we didn't get to your shout out on the air today, don't worry. It will be on the online version of the show. We want to thank you all so much for being a part of the No More Normal shout out show. But while we're keeping it funky, remember that the legislative session is going down at the Roundhouse. We are prepared with New Mexico PBS and the Santa Fe Reporter to bring you everything that happens as it happens. If you haven't already, subscribe to No More Normal wherever you get your podcasts. You'll hear this show plus legislative updates starting Monday. They'll be happening every single day, so stay up to date with your New Mexico government and No More Normal. Next week, we get a little personal next week on No More Normal as we celebrate Black History Month, and we're going to look into the stories of a family, mine. Join us next week as we get a hold of the Acolonist and discover the stories that shaped us, the visions of the future, and how we think about the world. That's next week on No More Normal.
This is Jason Hayes in Los Angeles. I'm calling with a shout out to Khalil, one of the best men, best people I've ever worked with. And just wanted to say hello, my friend. Great to see you on all of the socials. Congratulations on the new show. And I miss you. I miss you, brother. Take care. Sending all the love from my wife and children to you. And have a great one. Talk soon.
Hey, caller, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Bernadette Hardy.
Hey, Bernadette, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing well. So, who do you want to give a shout out to?
So, I work for the International District Healthy Communities Coalition, and I wanted to give out a shout out to all the friends and community members and partners who helped out with our food distributions that we've had through the pandemic.
Wow. So tell me a little bit more about the food distributions and the great work you guys were doing.
So usually I work with Healthy Here, which is a public health organization funded through Presbyterian. I work in the International District. That's why we're part of the International District Healthy Community Coalition. I'm co-coordinator with my partner, Reina Luz Juarez. And then so what happened when usually we do the food mobile farmers market in a little van, and we go to different sites in the International District bringing healthy food to the community, and people could use their SNAP benefits and get double up food bucks. Mm-hmm. So since the pandemic started, that was a no-go because since we were at clinics, we were putting the food and the people at risk for COVID. So we could not do the mobile farmers market at our usual sites or just not do it because it's usually run by volunteers and stuff, and so we didn't have the staffing for it. So instead of letting that funding go, they did mini grants. So we got one of them, and what we did is we just bought the food with it and we distributed it in the community.
Yeah, that's something else. And tell me, how does it feel to be able to come to the need of people during this time? It's hard times that a lot of folks are suffering through. And how does it make you feel just to be able to help fellow humans out?
It feels good, but I mean, everybody needs help, even me. You know, we're all struggling through this, and whatever I can do to help my community, I usually do it, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been able to do it without the help of so many other people that helped us get this funding. The money, the food, even the food donations, it was total community thing going on, and it, of course, it feels good, but it's never enough, and you see so much that still needs to be done.
Yeah, there's a lot that we have to do, and I can just hear in your voice how passionate and how driven you are with this, you know. And as we move on to hopefully coming out of this pandemic, what do you think it's going to take for all of us as a community, as New Mexicans, as Americans, as human beings on planet Earth? What do you think it's going to take for us to really finally sit down and address these problems so that people don't have to suffer hardship and that people don't suddenly recognize the hardship people are suffering through in a pandemic or a global catastrophe?
I think we need to realize that the government we have, or systems we have, are not working for everybody. They're just working for, you know, the wealthy or the 1%. So I think we need to recognize that and put it on the table. Like, how can we help the majority of the people that are suffering, and it will affect everybody in a good way. So just thinking about these systems that are, you know, not providing anything for the people who really need it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have to make some great changes. And I want to thank you so much for calling in and giving shout out to the fantastic volunteers. I'm going to give you a shout out, Bernadette, for all the fantastic work you have been doing. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, hey, what's your name?
Hey, this is Dan Mayfield. How are you, Khalil?
I'm doing well, Dan. How about yourself?
I could not be better.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear it. So who do you want to shout out?
I want to shout out to everybody at the Alliance for Local Economic Prosperity who's working really hard on passing some really interesting financial legislation in this year's legislative session. All my friends at the Credit Union Association, every credit union around town. And of course, my girlfriend, the lovely Lindsay Walker. She's there by my side every day, making sure it all happens.
That is right. That is right. I love that for the shout out. I want to thank you so much for calling up the shout out line, man.
Thank you for the opportunity, Khalil. If I could shout out to you, I would too.
Hey, so caller, what's your name?
Hey, it's Kenneth McLaughlin here. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I'm living well. The sun's shining, so I can't complain.
There you go. So who do you want to give a shout out to?
I want to shout out to all those dream followers, those artistic MFs, all those people that are striving to make themselves and their family and their loved ones around them better. Who are continuing to strive for their dream even through the most hectic times of their life.
I feel that. I feel that big time. Some of the most hectic times of our lives. So tell me, Kenneth, over this past year, it's like going on a year that we've been in this coronavirus lockdown situation, what have you been doing to feed your dreams?
Oh, basically, my dream of, you know, acting and filmmaking and, you know, being in the business of that is basically just training yourself, training your mind, training your, you know, ability to move forward and learn new things about yourself as a talent and as about, you know, your way of living. I've kept my mind busy on reading, seeing, study, watching movies, you know, watching behind the scenes footage of other actors and other movies being made. Just basically, you know, building up that intensity and building up that want, that desire to get back into the business. And if you keep that desire and the flame burning on your dreams and trying to set goals and achieving them, you think about those every day, I mean, you're not losing time.
Yeah, you're not losing time. And I was going to ask you about that because I feel like certain people felt like they were losing time. But I'm like, look, we don't know when things are necessarily going to go back to an open place. I'm not going to call it normal because normal is gone. And, you know, I'm like, but before things open up and people are moving again, you have now the time to do this development that you were just talking about. And have you, like, do you have any friends or family members who struggled to kind of bring them to this place of, hey, I've got time to change my situation?
You know what? I think everybody in the beginning struggled with that. I believe, you know, people are still struggling with that. But if you have the state of mind to think like, hey, sometimes, you know, Mother Nature, sometimes, you know, things in your life you weren't paying attention to, certain things other people weren't paying attention to and, you know, took it for granted. And now we have the time to think about it. Like, what is really important in your life? What is something that you cannot live without? Obviously, there's things that have been taken away from you over the past year, but you're still alive. You're still living. So you're the acknowledgement of what is important to your life. If you can think about those every day and know that you're still going to survive, then, I mean, you're not missing out on anything. It sucks that, you know, you can't go to the bar and have a drink or hang out with your friends or celebrate their birthday or hang out with loved ones on, you know, a Christian or religion holiday. But I think if you just keep striving forward and knowing what is important in your life, you can't miss out on anything.
Do you mind telling myself and the audience, what things have you discovered that are truly important to you over this past year?
Friends, family, having a job. I've been very blessed and fortunate to have a job throughout the whole pandemic, so I have zero complaints besides not being able to, you know, be in front of the camera. But I'm training and keep my mind set on, yes, I will be back to that, so it's not a problem. But to me, family, friends, and knowing that I'm still waking up every day, breathing, and I'm able to talk and be on a radio talk show and talk to, you know, fellow New Mexicans about what's going on and being able to see out of my two eyes and hear out of my two ears. Only thing I'm losing is superficial or stuff that I can't live without. So once you get those things back, it's a plus. But, you know, right now I'm living good. I'm so very blessed, and I cannot complain about one thing.
This has been absolutely fantastic, my friend. Continued blessings, growth, and achievement to you. Thank you so much for calling the line, Kenneth.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, caller, what's your name?
My name is Zaylee Paulin.
Zaylee, who do you want to give a shout-out to?
I actually have two shout-outs. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So first, I have a shout-out to my son for being so resilient and fun and funny during this crazy time, for keeping his sense of humor and having the ability and the maturity to talk with me about his low times, because Lord knows we're all having low times. So just a big shout-out to Aiden. I love you. And a second shout out would be to my close girlfriends. I have a group of friends living both in Mexico, where I was before coming to Santa Fe, and here in the U.S. And, you know, we talk on WhatsApp almost every day, and we have these long video calls every week. We all have kids and partners and lots to share and compare. So I think that staying connected, one, lets us celebrate together. And it also lets us take turns having these really bad days and then take turns reminding each other that this too shall pass. I think that in some ways and days, COVID has boiled us and especially moms down to these functioning adults who are just making sure we get done, you know, and not letting anything fall through the cracks. And COVID has been hard on moms. So the best thing about having these girlfriends is just touching base and remembering that we're more than just mothers or wives or partners, that we are these thinking, feeling, dreaming humans, and we have professional and personal aspirations. And it's so wonderful to share that side. And plus, we just laugh a whole heck of a lot. So this is a big, loving shout out to my besties. I love you gals, and I really don't know what I would have done without you during this time. And Khalil, thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to share those.
Awesome. It is so much our pleasure to give you that opportunity. Shout out to you and all of the other amazing human beings who happen to be moms as well. We wouldn't be anywhere without you. Thank you so much, Zaylee.
You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you weren't able to get your shout out, and don't worry, one thing, we're going to do this show again, because executive Marisa DeMarco loves doing it. She really loves doing it. And we love doing it too. So we're going to keep it up and going for all of you. It's the shout out hotline. So, hey, what's your name?
My name's Frank.
Who you want to shout out?
Rena Vibe Carson. She's been doing some good work for Black folk, people of color, and creating a space we can help maintain our mental and our physical selves. Mm-hmm. A safe space where we can continue to, you know, improve ourselves mentally and physically with her Saturday and Sunday yoga sessions, which are really nice. Much appreciated.
What do you get out of attending those yoga sessions?
What I get is a nice start to my day. You know, you have the day you make, right? So if you start out the day by inviting that positive energy into your body, into your mind, it's a lot easier to put that out in the world. When you have other people helping you with it, it's not easy to fight that battle by yourself, so.
Yeah, I agree with that. Frank, I want to thank you so much for calling up and giving us this shout out and giving us some real good motivation. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Hey, caller, what's your name?
Hi, this is Rebecca Eichler. I want to give a huge shout out to the immigration lawyers and human rights advocates on the border who've been fighting so hard the last 4 years. Their Herculean efforts have kept asylum seekers alive. I want to thank President Biden and his executive orders and positive policy changes that are moving to fix our decimated asylum system that has dehumanized people coming to the U.S. in search of safety from real harm. I'm giving a toast to the end of the cruel and illegal migrant persecution protocols that have kept asylum seekers in Mexico while their legal cases have proceeded through the U.S. court system. Thank you.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for that. Let me ask you, where are you right now?
I'm in Mexico.
You're in Mexico. Okay. What are people doing to bring smiles to their faces in spite of these horrific conditions that we're living under?
What are people in Mexico doing? Man, Mexicans are just the most resilient, happy people ever. So they're selling their tortillas. We're eating tacos. There's still music in the streets. There's beauty in the art all around.
So yeah. We're enjoying the weather, too. It's sunny and about 80 degrees here.
Ooh, that's much different than what it's like here in New Mexico. That would bring a smile on my face. It sounds like despite the hardship, people are going to continue to live life and find joy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's all you can do, right?
That is absolutely all we can do, and that's what we're trying to do here at No More Normal. Experience joy and share a little bit of joy. And you shared some joy with us. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for calling up.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. So what's your name?
My name is Kim.
Kim, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon, calling all the way to Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's something else. So who do you want to give your shout out to?
I want to give a shout out to my man, Khalil and Ben. I miss you guys. I love you, and I hope you're doing well.
Aw, you're so sweet. Thank you so much for that shout out. I'm sure Ben appreciates his. So what's going on out in Portland?
Just snow, fallen trees, no power, snowpocalypse 2021, but we're surviving.
That's right. We got to survive so hard. You are the best. We want to thank everybody for calling in to the Old School Shoutout Show here on No More Normal. I want to give a shout out. My shout out goes to the team at KUNM and specifically the team here at No More Normal. I want to give a shout out to Taylor Velasquez for coming in and doing excellent work. And I want to give an extra, extra special shout out to executive producer Marisa DeMarco. It's been a year we've been at this. And I can't imagine, you all have no idea how much my life has changed from the glory and of being around this woman and the wisdom that she has. Her heart bleeds life. Her heart bleeds New Mexico. I am in honor of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for teaching me everything you know. If anyone says they have trouble being led by a woman, come talk to me and I will set the record straight. All right, we want to thank all of our listeners and callers for calling us as we celebrate you and the people you shouted out. You all are so, so, so cool. No More Normal is executive produced like a boss by Marisa DeMarco. And you know I mean it, every word of it. It is produced and co-hosted by yours truly. Social media editing and story generation is done by the future president, Taylor Velasquez. And when you find this episode online, we won't have all the hits we play, but we will have great music that we use on No More Normal every week. We use it from the likes of Jazztone, the producer. Thank you. Shout out to you. Shout out to Cheo. Shout out to Dom Life. Shout out to Sundog. Shout out to Business School. Shout out to Olaud Records. Shout out to Khaki. Shout out to Pope Yes Yes Y'all and Bigawatt, who produced some of the show's themes. We are giving you all a big shout out for the fantastic support you have given us here at No More Normal. For everyone here at No More Normal, my name is Khalil A. Colonna, and it is a great honor to be with you. Thank you all for listening.